Morning, 95.3 Gems listeners. This is It's Debatable with attorney Nyanza L. Moore. Tune in for the top celebrity, political, and scandalous legal tea of the week. A call out of social injustices and heated debatable conversations dialed in by listeners just like you. Now, here is your attorney, political commentator, and your show host, The Fly Esquire, attorney Nyanza L. Moore on 95.3 Jams.
Hello and good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday to you. It's such a wonderful Thursday. Today, the weather has changed. We can finally feel like it's fall weather. I was going to talk to you a little bit about Brett Favre, but he's so unimportant right now in my space right now. We got to go straight on to part two. ESPN's Malika Andrews and her wax self. First of all, if you are a sister who looks like you could possibly be biracial and your man is white and you're dating a guy that works where you work, which means you're basically S-H-I-T-ing where you eat, which is a no-no, then don't you open up your black girl half biracial mouth and start talking smack about anything that anybody has to say about Nia Long and that black man at the Celtics. Girl, sit down and shut up and go back home and sleep with your white man. Go back home and sleep with your work colleague very unprofessionally. Malika, stay on your back, honey. Stop making commentary. I'll be back in a minute.
It's 10 in the morning, and it's time to spill the tea. Here is the top tea on It's Debatable with attorney Nyanza Moore on 95.3 Jams.
All right, everybody, I'm back. Welcome back. I was going to talk about Brett Favre, but he's not that interesting. He's just another white man who's doing some old shady stuff who, like, took a few millions of dollars for doing some speeches that he never did. I mean, who cares? That's white-collar crime. I'm talking about black-collar crime. Black-collar crime needs to be really, it's not even black-collar crime. It's when you're too black and you're working for the plantation. And if you are working for the Boston Celtics franchise as a head coach of one of the whitest teams, I mean, they're Irish, the Celtics. I mean, come on. Are there any black people in Ireland? I don't think so. So if they had to figure out a way to get the black man to stop his payment, they would go after his penis because that's the only thing that they can do. Now, let me talk about ESPN's whack Malika Andrews. Girl, first of all, number one, shut up, Malika. I don't even know you. I've never seen you on ESPN Sports. You're not one of the popular girls on there. You're not one of the women that I've ever seen down by the sideline. I'm not seeing you reporting on any NBA championships. I've never seen you at the Super Bowl. I don't know who you are. All I know is that you made the blackenterprise.com's website for some stupidity that you did. And so based on that stupidness, I'm going to go ahead and blast your butt. So Malika, apparently, she made this comment. So Malika Andrews is an ESPN sportscaster, and she was, you know what? Let me tell you something about what I'm going to perceive about Malika, all right? Now, I don't know this broad. You know, she brought up the controversy for the NBA's Boston Celtics when she brought up the history of the team's interim head coach from more than 13 years ago. So I guess she got upset about the way that they were talking about Stephen A. Smith and how they decided to replace him with this other person. And unfortunately, So before I even talk about whack Malika, first of all, number one, girl, if you go date a white boy and you a sister, now I already told y'all about this now. Remember about, let me take you way back to July and August. If you want to rewind my tapes, I have this short commentary where I said very clearly, if it's a white boy with a black girl, the black girl is going to be a baddie. She gonna be beautiful. The body gonna be banging. She not gonna have a whole bunch of implants and booty dudes. She not gonna get all. She not gonna look like Kim Kardashian. She's gonna look like your standard issue white girl body, regular runway girl. So she gonna have a white boy that looks like a can of paint, a can of ivory paint that has nothing absolutely going on. It looks like he could not hit it with a bat. It looks like she met him. If you're looking at my social media post and you are on my Facebook Live, which you should be if you're streaming me on Nyanza L. Moore Esquire on Facebook, but if you're on 95.3 Jams, you better go ahead and go to your computer and pull it up and don't let your boss see you. Because look at this monster man. Baby, first of all, the only way he's hitting that is because she knows she can get something from it. So Malika Andrews is dating Dave McMenamin, and they have a consensual sexual relationship. Why hasn't she been suspended for screwing her white boy homeboy at the job? Why has she, is it because he's Mr. Clean? Is it because they both put their business out there in the public? They like to walk the red carpets together. I'm sorry, why didn't she not address her white man? Why hasn't, she's been trashed for years. If she's going to give all this energy to Ime Udoka, then why isn't she giving that same energy for getting it on her back with the white boy that she's screwing at her job? Is that what they're doing at ESPN, another alphabet station? They didn't tolerate none of that bull crap at CNN. CNN said, look here, Chris Cuomo, I don't even want you to have your brother's back. They fired Chris Cuomo. He was number one for having his brothers back, saying that he was giving nice interviews. Well, Malika, honey, don't talk out of your mouth when you're getting it on your back, baby. You have just shown me, Malika, that you need to shut up. Don't you say another word about another black man so long as you screwing that white boy. Do you hear me? I hope I made myself abundantly clear. Today, black men, I got your back. I got your back. I'm your black girl that you need. See, they always say behind every good black man, it is a greater black woman, baby. Let me tell you something. Black man out there, you don't have to worry about Malika, baby. Didn't none of y'all want her anyway. And it looks like that boy that she's letting hit it, he couldn't hit it with a bag. So here's what Miss Malika had to say. Like anybody cares. She basically is just trying to have somebody talk about her. I'm going to give her some fame just for today, just so I can trash talk her so you can share this all over the internets, okay? The internet's meaning with an S, which means Instagram, Twitter, the black Twitter, the white Twitter, and all of them. So last week, she leaked about she was at odds with Stephen A. Smith. Now, I have my own bones to pick with Stephen A. Smith, but not today. On Friday's First Take, Smith criticized the Boston Celtics and he went on the attack saying, quote, only he is in violation of the company policy. The woman who elected to have a consensual relationship with him is not in violation. First of all, I agree with Steven. That bitch needs to be fired too. Get rid of her. She's on her back. Fire Malika. You must fire the whores. Okay? Fire the hoe and the whore that is sleeping her way to the top. That's how you stop the collapse of an empire. That's how you stop the thoughts on their way to the top. You need to wonder how many not so attractive women did not get that position on ESPN because Miss Malika was sleeping with somebody. How many beautiful brown skin honeys that know a whole lot more about sports didn't get the job because Malika was screwing the white boy at her job at ESPN? Can somebody riddle me that? So here's what she says. So she went on, says, Stephen A., with all due respect, first of all, whenever you say with all due respect, that lets the person know that you're about to be disrespectful. That's number one. So, Malika, you better be glad you said it. This is Stephen A. Smith on a show on a day when I didn't have my live show, girl, because I would have ate you up. So anyway, I'm sure Stevie can handle it. So this word, her quote, Stephen A., with all due respect, this is not about pointing the finger. First of all, girl, I'm pointing at you. Stop. Period. What became apparent to me in this press conference is that we do not have all the information here. It was frustrating to me that the Celtics declined to elaborate or give more specifics about what exactly the rule breaking was that led us to this point, end quote. She then says that Stephen is blaming a woman for what went down that led to the suspension. Honey, who else is there to blame? It's not the coach's fault. It wasn't a cry of rape. If it's consensual, then the woman opened up her legs willingly. And from what I've gathered from the fact finding that's been done on the internet, I didn't find the facts. The fact finding said that she was married. So she's a married tramp who cheated on her husband with a man who's not married to a man who just put a ring on it. Let me tell you, I've had 5 rings. Who cares if he was engaged? Maybe there was something about Nia that he didn't want to marry. Maybe Nia wasn't popping it like and locking it like she used to back when she was in the 90s. Maybe she wasn't doing it like on that movie. What was that movie? Boomerang? Not Boomerang. The Best Man? Maybe she wasn't a hottie like she was back then. Maybe the coochie got a little bit older. Maybe she's not waxing. Maybe he's seeing some gray pubic hairs. But either way, the other tramp was married. So Malika, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth to anything about any man who sleeps with anybody. You're getting your job on your back. I can't even look at Malika the same. Number one, your name is Malika. That's the first problem. Shout out to all the Malikas out there who are getting it by working hard and not getting it on their back. Shout out to the white boy who's hitting Malika every day because you're just making her look like a pretty black girl who's stepping out with a troll who we all know why she's doing it with you. You must be worth $100 million. Or did you promise her a job in the C-suite? She seems to think that there's a problem with Stephen A. Smith bringing up the woman. I think the broad should have been fired before the coach. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about this. This whole Me Too movement. Yeah, Me Too. Uh-huh. Me Too my ASS. Let me tell you why. There are more tramps out there willing to do a spin or a trick for free than you could even ever imagine. Women out there have been slutting and trying to get jobs and taking it all the way to the top on their backs for hundreds of years. Prostitution is the oldest profession out there. When men made it illegal for women to prostitute, they just became sluts and started giving it away for free. Instead of them trading in their vaginas for money, they traded in their vaginas for their college degrees. They traded in their vaginas for a job, a higher position at their employer. They're traded in their vaginas for a stab at the C-suite, you know, trying to be with the CEO, the CFO, the COO. That's what they're trying to do. So all of these women out there talking about Me Too, I want the broad to be outed and fired. I want her husband to file for divorce from her. Now, sometimes I go out there and I say, hey, if your husband cheats on you, you cheat on your husband, maybe you can make it work. But not in this case. No, ma'am. You cannot. Now, I don't know if the woman is a black woman. Is she black or is she white? I don't care what color she is. All I know is she's a hoe. She cheated on her husband who's in the C-suite with another man that's in the C-suite. Now, that's just a slut. C stands for slut. C-L-U-T, the C-suite slut. You bouncing from dick to dick, lady. Have you lost your mind? Now you done got the coach semi-fired. You done got yourself outed from being trash. And ain't nobody gonna want to bag you now because it looks like you weren't even satisfied with the one dude in the C-suite. What you gonna do, screw the whole team? I mean, is that what we're doing now? Everybody can't be the Kardashians. Some bitches are too old to be like the Kardashians. Some chicks ain't got it. But let me tell you this. You need to go and we need to talk about this woman. She needs to be fired. Because guess what? If it was rape, it would be a different conversation. You can't consent when you're married. Do you hear me? You cannot consent to having sex with somebody else when somebody else bought you. Your husband bought the kitty. So you want to give it away for free? I say the husband needs to file from divorce from her and make her pay alimony to him. I say, you know what? With all that's going on, Nia Long, you need to run, chick, run, run, run to the last D you had last month. Because guess what? You're not, your man is acting like he's still playing in the NBA. Those NBA wives who are out there with their men that like to cheat on him over and over and over and over and over, well, they need to get cheated on. Because that's what they signed up for. Those girls out there that are thoughts, they don't have, listen, you're not an A-list actress. You don't have your own corporation. You got an OnlyFans account. You just came off the stripper pole. You just dropped it like it's hot on Instagram. You just tweeted a twerk. When you marry an NBA star and he starts cheating on you, girl, you better keep on driving that Bentley and shut up because you don't have anything else you can do. Nia Long, that ain't you, boo. Baby, you can get right back on that A-list because let me tell you something about a victim, baby. Huh. All you got to do is take a page off of Will Smith's handbook. Whenever you are an A-lister and you get done wrong by a D-lister, now in Hollywood life, dating the coach of the Boston Celtics, that may be something, but I didn't know who the dude was. I mean, he didn't make the top 50 best looking men in the world. I didn't see him this morning printed out on the Forbes top 400 billionaires. No, but there are 11 people from Houston. I need to know what your dollars are looking like because I'm sorry. Just because you're the coach of a team, you ain't out there playing. She ain't wearing no jersey. I don't care if they were trying to find a house in Boston. Girl, Nia, you need to be living in L.A., baby. L.A. looks better on you. First of all, if this guy, and I'm going to get off this guy, it's not his fault that some slut wife want to give up the punani because she seems like the type of narcissistic personality with me not even ever meeting this dumb broad. She seems like the kind of woman that just wants to take anybody's man. Her claim to fame was saying, I got him to screw me, even though he's dating Nia Long. I was able to get Nia's man. There's a whole lot of chicks that just go out there and conquer the D. But guess what? I think she needs to be fired. And guess what, ESPN? I need all black people to turn you off when Malika's on. And Malika, I need you to be fired. And the white boy, I need him to stay hired because it ain't his fault. You just doing what you think you needed to do. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. I'll be right back after these messages. Bye, Malika. Girl, you whack.
This is Nyanza Moore, and you're tuned in to Houston's Home for Jams, 953 Jams.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings.
All right, everybody, I'm back. So we're off of Malika and her wax self. But, you know, we have to say, we're going to say goodbye to our longtime rapper, historical legend, Coolio, who died yesterday at the age of 59 years young. And allegedly, he was found on his bathroom floor by someone who did a wellness check. I think it was a friend of his. So we're going to miss Coolio. And, you know, he really made a stake. He claimed his stake in the rap game. Hats off to the legend. In other news, you know, people are falling in love with their lawyers, baby. But what's not to fall in love with? Johnny Depp is reportedly dating the lawyer who represented him in his UK Amber Heard trial. Yes. And I think he lost that one. No, he won the UK one. Oh, gosh. You know what? Let me tell you something about victory. Amber Heard, baby, you better file bankruptcy tomorrow. She filed bankruptcy. Baby, you better file bankruptcy. You know what? Bankruptcy seems to be the way to go. It's too bad that the loser, when you sue someone, you better make sure you can win. Because if you end up suing somebody with the coins and the right legal team, let me just tell you, smart people hire smart lawyers. Dumb people hire dumb lawyers. I only have to say that one time. Johnny Depp won in the United Kingdom and in the United States. He was united on both fronts. He had brown hair, brown eye, brown skin looking lawyers that represented him. Apparently, he might like to marry blonde hair, blue eye girls and have lots of sex and do lots of bondage and stuff and coke with them. But for his legal team, he goes with the smart ones, baby. And so, you know, good for you, Johnny Depp. I hope you ride off into the sunset and have lots of sex with your beautiful girl that you're dating. All right. Kim Kardashian. Okay. Now we're going to do, and because I'm already on the legal tip, Kim Kardashian and Scott Disick, I mentioned it a little bit last week. They're getting sued for an alleged lawsuit. The lawsuit is based on an Instagram scam where they allegedly had a lottery that they never paid out their $100,000 cash prize. They never paid out the 3 round trip airfare tickets to LA, all this kind of stuff. So they said that they have paperwork that proves that they did. Scott is being sued for $20 million. Kim is being sued for $20 million, $40 million together. Why don't they just go ahead and write a $10 million check and call it a day? Some stuff is not even worth the headache. In other news, I have to say that, you know, it looks like my guy Kanye is he's going to run for president. He's taking another stab at Kim. He said he apologized to Kim Kardashian last week for all the drama that he put her through because he wants to run for president. And it looks like, you know, unfortunately for Kanye, his marriage didn't survive. But it looks like he's thriving, you guys. I have to say, it looks like the song that he did with Lil Durk and Cardi B, Hot, S-H-I-T, is rising up the charts. I don't know. Is it number one or number two? It might be, but it was just that little hit that they put out. I've been singing it every day. And Kanye did a banging track on it. I was very happy that he got 150,000 flying in and out. Good for you, Kanye. And he did announce that he is running for president again. That's why he apologized. Okay, so now we're going to move on. And I have to get a little bit back onto my track and talk just a little bit of political tea now. Now, you guys, I have to tell you, I have a mosquito that is flying around in the station. I'm about to have to kill you. You're going to hear some cacophonous rumblings. It will be me slamming down and trying to kill this mosquito. Anyway, he's trying to attack my face. Okay, now, the lawyers have already gotten it together. I'm back on to Biden. Joseph Biden decided to exercise some of his executive power by putting up an executive order getting a student loan debt relief. A lawsuit was filed by somebody who paid their student loans, some dummy. You know, they always try to find some dumb butt out there to file a lawsuit saying, well, you know, this is not legal. We don't want them to get a $10,000 or $20,000 break. The lawsuit was filed by the Pacific Legal Foundation. Now, here's what happens. The Republicans and the GOP, they always come up with these foundations that they create to file lawsuits against anything that the Democrats are trying to do that they deem as socialist. The Pacific Legal Foundation argues that the administration's plan to provide most federal student loan borrowers with up to $10,000 or $20,000 of debt relief amounts to an illegal abuse of authority. Now, I explained to you back in July that Congress has the power of the purse. Only Congress can tax and spend money. The federal student loan money is literally money that's going to be paid back to the federal government. Can you move that over out of the way? It's going to be paid back to the student to the federal government. Indiana, the plaintiff is Frank Garrison in Indiana. He's an attorney who works at the foundation who says he is in line to automatically receive $20,000 in debt relief under the plan. Now, here's the thing about a lawsuit. When you're going to file a lawsuit, you have to actually be a victim. So he made himself into a victim. Here's a lawyer making a crap ton of money who is saying, oh, no, I don't want the $20,000 in debt relief. It's unfair, and it's going to have to make me pay income tax where I live in Indiana. Well, here's what I have to say about that. Keep your butt in Indiana. Maybe you need to move to Texas if you want debt relief. In Texas, we don't have state income tax. That's why we have 11 billionaires in Houston alone that made the Forbes billionaire list. And Oprah is not on the top 400 billionaire list. Let me tell you that. So we have 11 of them on the top 400 because we don't pay state income tax. So all these smart oil tycoons and all these smart oil barons in the city of Houston, they're smart enough to live where they make the most money, which is Houston, Texas. So Indiana, with the dummies out there, this lawyer in Indiana says we'll be worse off in the state of Indiana. So we want to sue Joseph Biden. So we want to mess it up for all the other 49 states in the union to say that nobody should be able to receive any student loan. He's saying the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program will add him an increase of his taxable income. So he's saying that $20,000 extra in his income is going to jack him up. Well, how about this? How about the federal judges in that case, how about in order to circumvent the shenanigans that we see is being done in the lower court in Indiana? The only way to balance it out is if Joseph Biden does exactly what I told him to do. Joe Biden, the first thing you should have been doing in your first 100 days in office is try to figure out how to add three more justices to the Supreme Court of the United States. The Supreme Court is about to display its power imbalance on a grand scale, such a grand scale that it will be a forever disparity. The justices will begin a new term on October the 3rd. They're going to be hearing cases involving, number one, the Clean Water Act, number two, LGBTQ protections, voting rights, affirmative action. Now, I just said clean water, LGBTQ protections, voting rights, and affirmative action. Finally, the Republicans have figured out the perfect time to file the lawsuits. They figured out now that the October 3rd court is going to be in session, that's for their next 9-month term. The court has a very ambitious agenda because this is an 8-foot high fencing around their majestic building where they had it erected to keep out the protesters after an unprecedented leak in May revealed that the court was about to make a decision on Roe versus Wade and eliminate the constitutional right to abortion. I'm telling you this because that 8-foot wall is not the concern of ours. If you are a Black person or a brown person, and I know this is Hispanic Heritage Month, and for those of you who don't recall, last week I showcased Justice Sonia Sotomayor, but, you know, today I'm going to showcase an entertainer. I'm going to showcase J-Lo. She is my Hispanic Heritage Month entertainer showcase of today. And I'm showcasing her because I cannot showcase Selena. Selena is really who I wanted to showcase because let me tell you something. My daughter, Kennedy Moore, is a Selena super fan. When I tell you, my daughter's Black, number one. She believes that Selena, number one, it's like Selena never died. I remember my daughter plays Selena music over and over. She has the t-shirts that her and her father and I have bought her. Her cover page on her phone is Selena. She plays the songs ad nauseum. So Selena, you really are the Hispanic Heritage Month showcaser for today. But since you're gone but not forgotten, I'm showcasing J-Lo because she did a headbanger of a job playing you in the movie Selena. So hats off to one Hispanic diva playing another Hispanic diva. And hats off to the Women for Hispanic Heritage Month showcasing our entertainers. And we'll be right back after these messages.
You're tuned in to 95.3 Jams. Listen in every Thursday morning, 10 to 12, to the Fly Esquire, Nyanza Moore, on It's Debatable. Only on Houston's home for jams, 95.3 Jams.
Nathan's here with all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside...